This is the Sprite Weather Diary for Wednesday, the 4th of June, 2025.
Wednesday, the 4th of June, 2025. 7:14 a.m. Darug and Gunungurra country. It's flat and grey this morning. There's a solid ceiling, unmoving and low. Dry, cold air. It's a bit breezy, a bit windy. It's supposed to be 6 degrees apparently, but it definitely feels more like 3. It's definitely much colder, perceptibly. The wind sort of comes in intervals. Not gusts, but blustery for sure. Just enough to be noticed when it's there and not enough to be continual. There's something different today. Not exactly the weather per se. It's more how I meet it, I suppose. It's less about describing, maybe more about feeling. The clouds sort of have this faint red, deep umber tone inside of them. It's not really bright. It's almost a hidden color. Makes the gray feel almost heavier, a bit more maybe bleak. Though I'm not sure if that's quite the right word. I was thinking about the scale of the weather this morning as I was perceiving it. How there's a microclimate here as we walk in this moment, and then beyond that, just a much bigger system, a front season even. And then I guess the idea about where these boundaries sit, do they even sit anywhere? Because we talk like we understand the weather, forecasts, high pressure, low pressure, etc. But it moves how it wants. We just sort of adapt around it. And yet we do shape it. We shape it immeasurably, actually. There's a tension in that, quite a dichotomy. And I guess for some people, it does decide their day, how they move, how they dress, how they speak. And I guess in many ways, we in turn alter it. And I suppose we can't really see those things. This daily observation, I guess it's becoming something else, less of a diary, less about trying to name things what they are, more just about being with it, I guess. Not really a part.
Hello. Today was one of those kind of white sky days where there's nothing much to talk about. Like, it wasn't particularly rainy or it wasn't too sunny. It was just kind of mild, as people say, which I think you kind of only say when you get older, which is quite funny. So I had the same thing that I had yesterday. When I woke up, it didn't look very nice outside. I kind of had the curtains weren't fully shut and there was condensation on the windows and it kind of did not look inviting. But once I opened the windows, it looked. And then when me and the dog went out, there was that golden light again, coming from behind the house, which was really beautiful and a great way to start the walk. I went for wellies again today, which I think was overkill for the route that I chose, but it was a bit muddy and squelchy on part of the walk, so I was thankful in the end. And I came across some wild horses when I was out today, which was unusual on the route that I went on. I never usually come across any horses, and my dog was a bit unsure. He behaved really well, though. I managed to distract him with treats, and we got through. And one kind of walked up to us quite quickly, so I had to get past very fast. Having a nervous dog requires a lot of thinking on your feet. I also spotted a fair few wild orchids, which I felt quite proud to identify. And I sent a picture to my partner to show her because I hadn't really spotted them before. And my cycle home from work was fairly easy, which was really nice. On the way there, it was a bit windy, but the way back, it was breezy, and I was just as quick as I could because I wanted to get home as soon as I could today. And now I'm driving in the car, and it's still looking like that white sky, but there's a bit more of a Toy Story wallpaper element to it, which makes it a bit more exciting.
It is currently 4 minutes past five, Wednesday the 4th of June, 2025. I have just entered the Primavera Sound Festival site, and the weather is great. It's blue skies again. It's probably 27 degrees, and the sea breeze is as refreshing as you could ask for it. I woke up pretty hungover this morning after three fantastic gigs last night. Culture, who are a Catalonian Irish band, Lambrini Girls, who were fucking excellent and thankfully managed to sort out two free tickets for some friends, and courtesy of Misha, who's the drummer. And then after that we saw Nilofer Yanya, and I did my best to jump around while she covered PJ Harvey's Rid of Me, which is not only one of my favorite artists but maybe one of my favorite songs by her. I woke up around 7:30 after getting home at 4 to quite a brutal and hot sun, because like an idiot I left the aircon off, and although I could have used an hour or two more, I'm feeling pretty good now. So I spent the day at Misha's hotel on the rooftop, which looks over the entire festival site. We had some lovely cocktails and a long overdue catch up, because she is now a touring musician, and so there were many stories to be shared. We're going to see Hines and Caribou here tonight, and then with some local friends, as the sun is setting, we're going to head back into the city for some more shows, including Fuckers, Kelly Lee Owens, Dave P, and a few others, depending on our fortitude, because it's not even the first proper night yet of the festival. It's been fun. This crutch is a bit annoying, but it has its charms, I suppose. So we will see what tonight brings and what follows for tomorrow.
Morning. I've not set off yet, but yesterday I got a bit wrapped in other things and then almost forgot to do my weather diary. And I feel like yesterday's was slightly frantic. I do apologise. But I did notice things late after doing the weather diary that I did want to mention today. So I did my weather diary before Chilean lunch, and then after lunch we went to this like co-work space in this neighborhood called Jungay in Chile, and in the rooftop they had an open access rooftop where you could see the city from not too high up, but like three stories up, and it's a quite low rise neighborhood, so we could see the whole mountain range, or like exactly like I described it a couple of days ago, like full of snow, and you could only guess it was there because of the mist, the low mist that was like hovering around the city. You can always, it was almost like an intuition that the site Well, my site could only confirm after like really focusing on like far, far away. I guess it would have been like 10, 15 kilometers away. And it was really beautiful to see and almost stumble upon from really far away, knowing that all this like mist, fog, contamination, as I mentioned a few times over these days. Yeah, the mountains were only intuitive, or you could only guess they were there, but once you saw them, it was very just overpowering. I think that's the word I used in my first weather diary. Seeing the mountain range across is just makes you feel so small. And I guess that's the same feeling you get when, like, I don't know, it makes it seem like extreme weather conditions, you know, like makes humankind seem absolutely tiny, right? That's my reflection for today's weather diary. Love.
Hello. So this morning we looked out the window and it seemed a lot cooler and drier and very grey. So I thought it'd be a good day to go for a walk and check out this like gaming shop in Bermondsey. It's like board game, card game type shop. I've been trying to check out all the different types of gaming shops in London that I can get myself to. Half for like actual, I guess, like research purposes, but also half for just like personal enjoyment, because I've gotten very into tabletop role-playing games and things like that over the last few years. So we left the house and started walking, and I looked up at the sky just to like actually really look at it, and I kept thinking about what Pablo said actually in yesterday's episode about how in Santiago he had this like kind of grey cloudy sky, but with this like kind of unifying light across it where you then couldn't really tell where the sun was. And that's exactly how it felt like here in Peckham today. So I thought that was interesting. And then I realised that there was actually this really dark cloud coming quite quickly overhead. And then I realised that I'd left the rain cover for Uma's stroller back home. So then quickly went back. Luckily, we were quite close. And as we were getting to the front door, it started raining. So I felt glad that I kind of went back and then got the rain cover for her stroller. I changed my like cotton jacket into a rain jacket and then headed back out. And then for the whole 40 minute walk from our house to the shop, it was completely no rain, all sun, heavy beating sun. We were walking on these like north facing roads. We got walking north up these roads with all like, they were just sun traps. It was just so hot, and Uma had a great nap, but I was like clammy sweating from overdressing. And it was kind of that, you know, that like it feels a bit artificial, like you get really overheated from just like wearing the wrong jacket rather than just like from the sun. But I guess, I don't know, it's all connected. And then I took my jacket off. And as soon as I took my jacket off, the sun went away. And it just got super grey and with the threat of rain. And it was a really strong breeze. But after feeling so hot, that breeze was actually really refreshing. And also, I walked past a like this bridge that goes through this school, basically. And so I saw all the students out at lunch. I think it's a secondary school. And it was just quite nice to notice, like, no one was on their phone. It was just, like, groups of students all hanging out with each other. It seemed all, like, you know, early teens. And there were no phones. I wonder whether there's, like, a rule there
or something, because it was actually really surprising to see that many young people and no mobile phones, which was nice to see. And yeah, then that was, what else did I can say? Oh, and then we were sat on the sofa later once we came back home, and our sofa was right by the window, so we sticking our heads out the window having a look, and it was raining, and then all of a sudden there was it was sunny, and then all of a sudden the sun went away, and then it rained for about 3 seconds. Like, it literally went grey cloud, and then this rain like faded in to a peak and then faded out in over 3 seconds, and then the sun came back out, and then all the birds came out like really, really like enthusiastically. Yeah, I don't know, the weather was strange, but yeah. And then now we're going to have samosas that my mum made the other day and then posted to us. So, yeah, nice for us.
Hello, sending this from our road in Peckham. It's currently sunny, windy and raining all at once. It's been like that all day. A loud plane going overhead. Recording these has made me realise, I've always known that the flight path changes, but there's a plane flying over our road every like 3 minutes or so. I was working in the day and I was get up at 6-ish to have a minute and then get in for 8. The ride in, it was sunny on the ride in. And then at work, I could see it was rain and sun, switching between the two. And then on my ride home, we're sort of speeding through that to get to this. My ride home was when I was about to go and get changed, one of my friends at work was laughing at me because it just started raining. It looked quite heavy rain. And then I got changed. Then when I left, out the side door at work, which could have only been about 3 minutes after, it was then bright sunshine. And it was only when there was no sign of rain either. When I got to my bike, there was just like a couple of droplets on my saddle. But it was weird. It was like if someone had told me it hadn't rained, I would have totally believed them. It was super strange. And that was the sort of start of what was quite a weird ride home. The weather was, it would go from bright sunshine to then be really windy, like windy, heavy rain. And then the car's lights would be on and the cloud would feel extremely dark and right over its head. This is only a 25-minute bike ride. And it was sort of like heavy cloud where you couldn't really believe it wasn't raining kind of thing. So I stopped to pick up some nappies for Uma. And I got some nuts and I was walking along Peckham Road with my bike, now eating my nuts. And there was a guy who lives around there who we see quite often, and he was like sort of doing some sort of makeshift gardening with all of the like grass which has gone bananas by the trees that you get like on the pavements. Anyway, he kind of started not shouting, but there's these two like young people riding their bikes past, he sort of started interacting with them, kind of going go 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 in a way where it felt like they didn't really have a relationship. Don't know what was happening there, but it was strange. I was walking down the road thinking about that, and then it's another plane, and then I heard a loud crunch sound, and I heard that, as soon as I heard that I turned around, about like 50 metres to 100 metres away from me I could see a car had gone into a guy on a scooter, and then like, I turned and the guy was still sort of falling. He landed, and then, so I imagine he was going on the outside and the car swung into him. He immediately got up, which made me think he was fine. He got up in a way where like he was moving both of his legs and stuff, like, and there was also already like 6 people kind of around him, so I carried on. Kind of didn't need more people around there. It kind of felt like the rush houry type feeling, heavy cloud, weather changing, rain starting, this happening. It was all sort of part of the same quite weird ride home. And then just as I got to my bike locker, there was this guy walking a dog, and he was like jet black Great Dane, which I've never seen before. He looked like, again, quite dreamlike. So yeah, that's my, I've gone over the time by quite a bit there. Yeah, weird, dreamlike day, dreamlike weather, strange. Thank you for listening. Sprite Weather Diary is produced by us, Cameron Scott and Rishi Rajguru, featuring Daisy Grant, Owen Hanlon, Pablo Pajale, and our other contributors. Thank you to all of them for taking part. For more information on this and our other projects at Sprite, you can head to our website, sprite.info. To support projects like Sprite Weather Diary from £1 a month, you can head over to patreon.com/sprite. And a final thank you to all our current supporters. See you tomorrow.